Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast about navigating the chaos of life under our wet sun. I'm one of your hosts, John Warren, alongside my two besties, LB Hungtears.
Hello.
And Merritt.
I've written a book.
Kay.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me. It's it's a big sacrifice coming on every time because this is my second favorite podcast, so I don't get to listen to it that week. I stepped up to the plate. So
we used to be your first favorite.
And I said you were one of my besties, even though I did say your nickname was.
He did say that.
Who bumped us?
Yeah, who bumped us?
You guys heard of he used to host the Fear Factor show.
Is he Joseph?
Joe Rogan. Do you guys know about this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys heard about this?
I think he started a podcast.
He was on news radio for a little while.
I've become a big Joe Rogan listener. I'm like so into Joe Rogan now. Yeah.
What kind of vitamins? What kind of like?
Supplements and vitamins. Yeah. And I don't know. Just, hearing people out, just like asking questions.
What's like a question that like you're happy someone asked lately?
I mean, like I when Alex Jones was on, he was like, "How do you know that that like cybernetic aliens don't rule all decisions that we make?" And I was like, "That's true."
Yeah, proof,
I've never seen evidence that they don't. Right? Like, so just giving me a lot to think about, giving me a lot to mull over, just really getting into like, fitness and also just like, just tearing my mind into like a million tiny fragments and, it's been good, but still second favorite, pretty good.
When was the last time you didn't eat raw liver straight from the cow?
Didn't eat raw liver straight from the cow. I mean, that's hard to say.
You used to be vegan.
Yeah, you used to be
vegan. Get really into the Liver King. So like was a really deep betrayal when we found out that he was like not just eating liver. He was eating other things.
But also eating steroids.
He was also eating steroids, also eating like green vegetables. Like it was, man. Yeah,
that's
it was
disgusting.
It's like, you're not kale king, right? Like you're liver king.
Yeah. I heard there is a new kind of veganism though that's like, it's like being vegan, except you also eat animal organs.
Now,
are you doing a bit or is this really a thing that you
do? No one here is doing a bit.
Okay.
Organs? Like to gain their
liver,
power?
Heart.
Yeah. Well, that's where all the good stuff is. That's where all the nutrients live.
Because people realize like, okay, they're vegan, like, gout rates are really actually quite low for vegans. Mm. And they were like, this is a huge problem.
Gotta get those
all the great
up.
Kings of old had gout.
We're
monarchists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love kings. We want to have gout too. So they figured out, okay, let's add organ meats in.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. When you said gout too. pictured gout too. It's back. It's better than ever. The sequel to Gout. Only in theaters. This summer.
That's great, though. That's huge. Because lot of the time, these sequels, they're only coming out on streaming.
I know. And that's so sad. Like, we need that theater experience.
You need that theater experience for Gout, too. Yeah.
You guys been to the cinema lately?
I haven't had a car in a month.
Mm.
So, no, I want to see Dunk 2 really bad.
Great, good movie. Dennis did it.
Yeah, they just did it. That's why I hear. Jordan, my car fiasco is a long story. They did actually figure out what's wrong with it this morning.
They did?
Computer broken. There's just a computer inside that basically routes all the power. Computer broken. And I also found out it's not covered by my warranty. So I'm gonna pay for that out of pocket, which is nuts. Jordan's on the six, by the way. Merritt's here for two reasons. One, because we love her, and two, because Nikki, because of scheduling conflicts with travel for PAX East, won't be able to make it this week. So that's some
Nikki's in Boston.
I want to pitch just real quick, because we just talked about this new vegan diet where you can also eat organs.
Yeah.
I want to go back to like pure veganism, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I get all my dietary needs met. So I'm thinking about like, it's all vegetables, it's all raw. And then like—
That's not vegan. That's not original veganism.
Hold on a second. This is new veganism.
So it's not original. It's new.
It's a new original. It's like a Coke, like new Coke. It's based on the original, but it's new. And so in order to get like what do you get when you eat a heart? You get a lot of iron. What I'm suggesting is I melt down a cast iron pan and drink a little bit of it every day. Alongside the vegetables. Okay. And that's how I'm going to get that without eating animals.
Okay, but you need other metals too. How do we feel about that? You need other metals too, right? Not just iron. You need the other metals.
Well, I'm good with getting the other metals. How do I get the other metals?
I mean, what other metals do you need?
Do I just go to science store?
You need bronze.
Magnesium.
Platinum.
Magnesium is a metal, right?
Trace amounts of gold.
I mean, you know about gold, Merrick, because you listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I do know about. I showed you my backyard earlier before.
Yeah,
is there some buried?
I'm not going to show you that now because that is where the gold is buried. So
okay,
I don't want the listeners, the viewers, to be able to.
I want to eat metal now, and I think this is.
Yeah,
the time.
That's normal. That's normal. Yeah. Everyone wants to eat metal.
Let me just double check. I want to eat metal. I'm going to Google that.
Now,
I
want to eat. That is going to come up with pica, I think.
That's going to come up with pica. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. Metal look kind of tasty, right? Like gems look kind of tasty.
Yeah.
That's like not
when
metal.
Why do you think vampires are so excited all the time?
Are they excited? Iron. Would you call them excited?
That's what when I think of vampire, I think like full of energy, life of the party, just going wild, you know?
Yeah.
Dracula, laughing the place up.
Dead.
Livening the place up.
Okay, I'm reading about what happens if you eat metal. Okay. This is by Birdie Lee on a website called Hub Pages.
I love that this is the internet now.
About what happens when you eat metal. You may have seen those videos of people eating metal and wondered what the heck was going on.
No.
What are you talking about?
You know those videos?
Those videos.
It turns out there's a lot more to it than just chowing down on some cold, hard steel. This blog post will explore everything you've ever wanted to know about eating metal, but we're afraid to ask. Anytime I've clicked to a website and they hit me with this blog post, we'll explore everything you've wanted to know about topic. I know who wrote this.
Like, we used to go on the internet to like learn something. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to learn about history or what year all of the Star Wars movies came out or like whatever. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, do you want to know about eating metal and all the videos of metal eating? Can I tell you about what it is to metal eat? This blog post explained metal eating.
Okay, here's the answer to the effects of metal eating. So what happens when you eat metal? Well, the first thing that happens is that your teeth start to chatter. This is because the metal is so cold and hard that it causes a vibration in your teeth.
This doesn't even make sense. This is just an insane robot like spasming towards sentience trying to figure out its existence.
This is AI watching a Tom and Jerry cartoon. This is nothing. It's like fucking Popeye just swallowing nails, spitting them out at Bluto. this is lunacy.
In severe cases, eating metal can lead to death. In addition, the metal can puncture holes in your digestive tract, leading to internal bleeding. So as you can see, eating metal is not a good idea.
Not if it's round.
Let's answer some more specific questions about what happens when we eat metal.
More specific, yeah.
Okay, what happens when you eat metal dust? When you eat metal dust, one of two things can happen. Either you'll end up with a severe case of metallic taste in your mouth, or you could actually die.
Oh, just one of two.
Those are the two options.
It's going to taste really metallic, or you're fucking dead.
So while eating metal dust may seem like a fun way to get a little bit of extra iron in your diet, it's really not worth the risk.
I mean, we've already talked about this on the show, but mother god who drank all the colloidal silver.
Yes, we've talked about her a bunch.
She did turn blue and
perish. True.
Like a Smurf.
That's happened to a few people. Smurf. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. Scary.
See, the other thing about the old days of the internet is you could search like eating metal and you'd find somebody's weird page.
Yeah.
Right.
Dedicated to the practice of eating metal.
Like someone who's actually doing it and like can give you first person testimony, not like, maybe your teeth will chatter or you'll get a metal taste in your mouth. Like just spinning out possibilities. Like I can do that too. I can imagine what
can
happen.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to hear from an insane person who thinks eating metal is a good idea. And I want to read them thinking it's a good idea and realize that's not a good idea because this crazy person does it.
Mm-hmm. Right. We've lost so much.
Now you have to turn that into an ebook and put it on Amazon.
Yes.
Like the piss drinking. You drink your own piss guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like the piss guy or like the Bigfoot is a psychic magician who lives at the center of the earth guy.
Right.
That guy's great.
Who's that guy?
I forget what his name is. He, I think, also believes in drinking piss, but his whole thing is that Bigfoot is a psychic magician who lives at the center of the earth and is waging a constant war with demons. And he is allied with aliens. And
his name is J.R. Fleming.
J.R. Fleming. And he's allied with aliens against demons who are trying to feed on mankind's psychic energy.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sequel to Cowboys versus Aliens, I think.
Yeah, Bigfoot versus demons.
Bigfoot versus demons. Yeah.
Honestly, this is way cooler than anything. What's his face?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, the Bigfoot sex man?
Bigfoot sex man.
This is way better than anything the Bigfoot sex man wrote. Yeah, Amazon ebook, Bigfoot sex man.
Bigfoot
Twitter
sex
memes.
Man.
Chuck Tingle.
Oh. Chuck Tingle. Okay, that's not where I would go immediately to describe Chuck Tingle, but that is very funny. I thought you were talking about like all of the women who like make, you always read about them, like the Midwestern moms who are making like hundreds of thousands of dollars writing like, I fucked Bigfoot.
Like the
earnest like version of the Chuck Tingle stuff.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
God, that seems like such a good gig if you could get it.
Yeah, it does.
I think it probably gets pretty repetitive because you have to keep writing the same book over and over and over. And
over.
Listen, I'm
going to
tell you, I could write a story about fucking Bigfoot an unlimited number of times if I were being paid $100,000 a month to do it. Yeah. I would force myself. I would plumb the depths of that.
Oh, I'm really good at writing. I can write a lot of words. I can write a book. I can write a story about fucking Bigfoot every day if someone pays me $100,000 a month.
Okay,
I think most people could.
But to close the loop on the past 2 weeks of episodes of the show, all you got to do is do 1 month of those, and then you can hire the room full of million monkeys to just type out your next Bigfoot
stories. That's true.
So the million
my
monkeys.
My favorite writing. They've got no more mini rooms.
Writers have.
We need the million monkey writing room.
Yeah, the million monkey
is Bigfoot
writing
Dick Harry? No. It's probably in a sheath.
I read that as
is Bigfoot, Dick Harry.
I don't know why, because no one's name is Harry spelled like that. But that's what I thought.
Hi, I'm Dick Harry. No, I'm not Bigfoot. My name is Dick Harry.
It's totally nude, and there's a patch around it that's also nude.
There's no such, like, come on, use some basic critical thinking, people. Like, why would it be Harry?
No,
it doesn't make any sense.
And there's no hair on the asshole either.
Wait. No hair on the asshole?
He's hairy everywhere else. It's just like fully smooth, and then you go around and it's also fully
like a baboon.
Like a baboon. Okay,
well, no, baboon is butt cheek.
Yeah, butt cheek's still hairy on Bigfoot. But a hole, no.
Huh. Good for him.
Good for him.
I'm learning so much.
We're all learning so much. Bigfoot lives.
Okay, I was gonna save. I feel really bad about doing this because I wanted to save this. I was gonna save it for the episode for this week, and Nikki was really excited about it. But Nikki did not tell us that they were not going to be here, and I cannot wait any longer.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I've got to get it from my phone because the stupid bullshit, stupid Apple, just chat. No.
Elby's wearing a hat that I complimented them on before we started
don't chat about
recording.
This.
And then 5 minutes after I complimented them on it and they said, thank you, LB goes, John, to me specifically, I can't believe you didn't say anything about my cool new hat. And I fucking did. Anyway, LB's now posting
a
picture.
Hi, I'm having a stroke. How's it going?
Yeah, what is...
So this is a car. I was walking with Fifi. A guy parked his car, got out, was a big bag of McDonald's to deliver it. And I looked, and this is what the car... This is the car. Does anyone describe this car?
Just a second. I'm going to the website that's indicated on the car.
Oh, great. Yeah, we were going to do all that. I haven't gone yet.
So. Oh, okay. I hit back in my web browser.
The website. It's a gray, I want to say like a Dodge something.
Like a Dodge
it's
or like
kind
a
of sporty.
Hyundai?
Yeah.
Sonata?
It's a Hyundai. It's a Hyundai, according to Joy.
Wow, how did I get that? I'm learning so much about cars.
Oh, I do see the emblem on the wheels. I missed that. It is a gray car with white block letters, very small ones, like the ones you get at like a Michael's on like a sheet that you just tear stickers off of letters. Mm-hmm. And across both the back and front seat, it says, "My vampires do not like catnip." And then under that, it says, aprilvampire.com. And then, frankly, a very large sticker. Okay. In yeah. front of it with words I cannot
it
read.
It says, okay, so there's like, it's like basically just 8.5 by 11 pages that have been like wheat pasted to the side of this uh-huh. car, it looks like. And I can only read the text in the first one because the second is kind of obscured by this post, but it says,
I'm so sorry about that. Says, I was trying to be discreet because I did not want to get into a conversation.
Yeah, no, of course 100%. Not. It says, studio/streaming company CEOs, thank you for offering those on strike a very good deal to end the strike. Very nice of you. And then the next thing says something about SAG-AFTRA and the WGA. But then it says something about, it's like, I love movies. You are all superstar. This guy, I mean, honestly, the message here from what I can tell seems to be very like pro-union, very like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you've all given me a lot of laughs for decades. I love movies. You're all superstars. So he's like writing to SAG-AFTRA and the Daily J through the medium of his car. Now, can we go to this website, please? I've been dying. Yeah,
LB, you have fucking hit the mother load.
Oh my God. Like,
I really didn't know what to expect, honestly. This is like 3 or 4 episodes worth of content. This okay. is fucking crazy.
Okay, so this, the text is now is on the website. It appears to be the same text that was on the car.
Uh-huh.
And it says, congratulations. First of all, it says official website of author Bryce Patrick Gorman and has a nice picture of him.
That is not what that is an old picture of him. He looks okay. much older than that now.
So it says, congratulations. I'm not a member, but I've read it and it was a good offer from the studios. Thank you. Thumbs up to you. It has the, you've all given me a lot of laughs for decades. I'm glad you're back to work. I'm so happy the strike is settled because since August 2023, I have been driving around LA looking like a total goofball with signs on my car. And now in a few days, I can remove all signs that mention the strike. And yeah, I am freaking happy because after I started putting up the signage, oh my freaking gosh, did some weird things occur in my life. Some humorous, some sort of eerie, but whatever. And people have asked, what has catnip go to do with anything? So I wrote a short and humorous blog on my website explaining things. And I also wrote about the sometimes really bizarre things that occurred in my life starting about 1 week after the signs went up. Click here if you want to read the blog. What? And that link, oh no, it does actually go to the post. Okay.
I want to also say that there's a navigation bar underneath this blurb. And mm-hmm. the bio about section is translated into French,
oh my
Russian,
God.
Spanish. Italian? I don't. There's Korean. There's Chinese.
I don't see Korean.
No. It's Chinese. It's Mandarin and Japanese.
Yeah. I see Thai. I see Thai. Probably Hindi.
I think Hindi and German.
German, yeah.
That is wild. I mean, good for him.
I mean, he probably just put it through Google Translate, let's be honest.
Probably.
I do want to see if he did this well, because I'm grabbing the Chinese and I'm going to drop it into Google Translate and see what we get. Honestly, actually, it seems pretty good. He may have paid someone to do this.
He may have paid someone to do this.
Because it just says he grew up in Florida. He is the son of William Patrick Gorman and Adrienne Barbara Gorman. He has two mm-hmm. sisters. He grew up in a family that valued education and creativity. Like, this is not like someone who is like, ah, I guess right. I'll just... Mm-hmm.
His FAQ is 4 pages deep.
There's 4 pages of FAQ.
Fucking pages are interminable. This is crazy.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Go to cats.
Go to cats? Wait, go to cats?
Cats is on the very far end.
I didn't even notice that.
It just says cats at the very far end of the bar. It's not like centered or anything. You'd think, is this going to be pictures of his cats?
No.
No.
Oh my God.
It appears to be just various clip arts of cats. Possibly he drew some of these, but it just looks like someone collected a bunch of pieces of clip art. One of them is a big silhouette of a cat with a dead mouse in its belly.
And at the bottom, it says no real mice were harmed during the creation of this webpage. This might be the best website I've ever seen.
It's one of the best websites still up today.
How is this still, like, and this has been updated recently. This is like... such a beautiful...
He has not tweeted since 2020. Good for him.
Unspoiled FAQ.
He hasn't updated the website either.
All of his tweets are, my memoir about my 13 years working as a substitute school teacher in the United States has been published with Amazon in early January 2020. The name of the memoir is Big Space G, Mr. G. But he's tweeted this, he just tweeted this several times in 2020, in February. I'll also post a screenshot of that.
This is...
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like someone... This is like a 2020s time cube just because of, like, the way the text is just, like, everywhere and about everything, but it's, like, it's in, great. Like, a nice WordPress format. Like, it's like he paid someone to design this site and then filled it with just, like, everything that he was interested in. Like, the first question in the FAQ is, how many slices of cheese do you put on your grilled cheese sandwich?
Uh-huh.
Usually two. And in case you're wondering, I use American cheese. If out, I use cheddar.
Uh-huh. Okay, he wrote a novel called April Curran Meets the Vampire, and then a novel called April Curran Storms Vampire Camp.
Storms Vampire Camp.
Okay, Meets the Vampire of Crimson Cove High School.
And this is what his
school
car
takes place
was
in
about.
A formerly abandoned King's Castle, I guess. But wait, what is this about the catnip? That was never explained. This is a very
maybe
long,
is catnip like related
post.
To garlic or something? Is this some kind of like weird like, oh, my vampires are different, like they hate catnip? Okay, can I just say, like, we're all having a really good time here. I'm not being like ironic or like being like, haha, this is so stupid, it's great. I'm like, this guy actually seems like he's having a fucking great time.
He's like, having fun.
One of the questions is, do you dream of being a wealthy writer? And he's like, I guess I do. I dream sometimes. But the truth is, I just enjoy writing. Oh, it's work, but I enjoy it. So if I can earn a healthy middle wage salary from writing books, I can be happy. Beautiful. Beautiful.
So I guess he was maybe like a local celebrity in the part of Florida where he used to live.
Huh.
Because he would drive around with a funny, weird car, which I guess was unusual in Florida or in his town.
Right.
John is making a face. Look, he's just confused and baffled and horrified.
Well, I think he's having fun. I'll just read this one.
Okay.
What's something that instantly makes you sad you're middle-aged? Gosh. I'm middle-aged. I wasn't born in the Middle Ages. You make me sound so darned old. Well,
who's
let me
you?
See. Let me see. When I see some guy in his 20s driving a motorcycle down the road while a beautiful woman sits on the back of the bike with her arms wrapped around him. Usually I regret that. When I was in my 20s, I didn't have the funds to buy a motorcycle. Some women are so wild about men on motorcycles. Many years ago, I knew an educated, smooth-talking, conservatively dressed, prime and proper woman who often dated heavily tattooed, leather jacket-wearing, cursing, cigarette-smoking men on motorcycles.
Well, he doesn't curse.
She usually wore her hair short, while the men she dated usually had her hair, had hair to the waist. Go figure. That's the end of that answer. There's nothing else.
He's a lonely guy.
He's a lonely guy.
If you read his backstory, he had to take care of his mother and sisters when he was growing up.
But I almost want to send him a message that's like, you can buy a motorcycle, dude. Like, yeah, you're not too old. You're not too old for that. Like, some of the coolest dudes I know are middle-aged motorcycle people. I don't know. He does seem like he's having... He is untouched by the judgment of the world.
Yes.
Which is like, what a freeing thing to witness, I feel like.
Also, like, my fear with a guy like this is one of the questions or one of the things is always going to be like, what do you think about all those racial minorities or whatever?
Sure.
And the illusion is going to be shattered. But I found another question. What are your political views?
I saw that one too. Right? I'm glad you found it.
He says, when I was younger, I was further right. Now I'm in the middle, I'd say. When I was a college student in my younger years, I believed, in a point, the trickle-down theory. But when I got out into the working world, my views on that changed. I just didn't see things trickling down.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So true, Bessie.
Good for you, Bryce. Can I read the SEO word salad at the bottom of the page?
Oh, please. Yeah.
Please do.
Oh, my
Literature,
God.
Literature, writing, writer, books, novels, vampires, poems, poetry, suspense, humor, funny, thriller, publishing, library, My Vampires Do Not Like Catnip, Bryce Patrick Gorman, memoir, nonfiction, fiction, Florida, mystery, author, drama, screenplay, script, literary work, reading, ghostwriter, softcover, paperback, education, teaching, teacher, school, silly, whimsical, theater, movie, satire, parody, irony, spoof, imagery, ISBN number.
Did he fill out a... Okay, let's talk about what happened here. Did he fill out a box on his CMS that he thought was for
there's a preface.
Okay.
There's a preface. Nothing of interest to see below except a selection of literature and publishing related keywords listed in no particular order in a tacky attempt to draw more people to my website, hoping this will increase book sales. Yes, this is crass commercialization. And what's my excuse? My favorite bread's up 20 cents a loaf. I'm dreaming too much about seeing Paris. I'm dreaming of eating pasta on vacation in Venice. My wallet's been looking a little thin lately. Antiques are so cool and sometimes so expensive. I need a new watch. I need a new bathrobe.
This guy fucking rules.
This is great. What a good website. What a good, cool guy.
I found it. Okay, I found his first bad answer.
Uh-oh.
Favorite comedians. Three Stooges. Fine. W.C. Fields. Fine.
Ricky Gervais.
Rodney Dangerfield. Fine.
Great.
Amy Schumer.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, but...
Oh,
I mean, I feel like...
This guy?
If you're normal... Like, if you're normal, this guy? You could just like Amy Schumer without knowing that she's actually not that funny and is also a repugnant person.
Really repugnant person. Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. That's fine. He likes grapefruit if you can put some sugar on it. Hmm. Same. Do you think the Three Stooges are cool? Super cool, I think. Larry is my favorite. That's a great answer.
The first FAQ page has like, it's like in columns.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
Where there's like multiple, there's a lot of clip art.
Mm-hmm.
So one that's just things that give you the willies and the first one is clip art of swords.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
And there's clip art of a cactus. And then there's a stock photo of some clouds. Don't stop scrolling now. Oh my God. He's great. There's just a bunch of stock photos of desserts in a section called
Food. He really loves dessert. Yeah. He talks about this a lot. He's like, I have a huge sweet tooth. I love dessert.
There's a stock photo of some turkey, which he says he likes.
Honestly, I mean, I would take a million sites like this over one site that's like, I'm a professional writer. Here's my advice on how to break into the industry. You got to do this, this, and this. This guy's like, I don't know. I'm just kind of having fun doing whatever. Like, if you want to buy my book, that would be cool. Here's some pictures of cats. You know,
presently single and looking, not looking from the highest mountain with binoculars. No, like most people, I'm looking to fall in love and meet the right partner. I just let fate decide things at my age. I've never been married, just never met the right woman. And to be honest, I've always been quite poor and I wasn't a great candidate for marriage for this reason. Oh my God, raising a family is expensive. This is...
That's the failure of trickle down economics.
Yeah.
What are your weaknesses? Sounds like a job interview. I have weaknesses. I can be better. I can be bitter at times, and I am a slow runner in school and track and field. I was usually last. I am not fast on my feet.
There's one when you scroll all the way down past the section about Florida, he does mention he supports gay marriage and gay rights. He says, I'm straight. However, I don't tell other people how to live their lives and I don't want anyone to tell me how to live mine. I respect the path a person takes. And if they are happy, I am happy. I strongly believe there is no place in any modern society for harassment, bullying or discrimination in any form against any person due to their orientation. Then there's a stock photo of some rainbow flags.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay.
Damn, King.
Damn. Way to go, Bryce.
There are a lot of things in this FAQ of like, can I do this? And his answers are no.
Yeah, one of his things is, can I have your autograph? And he goes, you know what? I don't really like signing autographs.
Because I'm not famous.
Because I'm not famous. Feel weird. It makes me feel
it's great.
Weird.
It's great. I love this guy. I'm so glad.
Hey, welcome to the ad break for If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes. This week's sponsor is Bryce Patrick Gorman. If you want to go check out his website, aprilvampire.com, you can learn all about the time that he was tried to sell him a... I'm trying to figure out what it is by this very long answer. Donuts. You can read many, many words about the time that someone tried to sell him donuts. He's great.
I just emailed him.
Emailed him. What did you say?
I used his contact form. I just said, hey, I just wanted to say I love your website. Hope you keep writing.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
you can buy his books, I think.
Can buy his books.
Honestly,
we can't figure out by his website if there's any reason not to support this man.
He probably would buy an ad on this show back to us. He probably would.
Okay, you can't. That's true. Not buy his vampire books on Amazon.
You cannot?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's no place to buy his books.
I think you can buy his bio, his auto bio.
You can buy his auto bio is this website, Mary. there are many different writing samples on this website, which you can go check out. So thank you, Bryce Patrick Gorman, for sponsoring this episode of If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes. If you want to support us on Patreon, you can do so over at patreon.com/ifyouredriving or ifyouredriving.com. We have two associate producers, Eric from Cleveland and Keith from California. Thank you both so much for your continued patronage. We'll be back at the end of the show to tell you what you get for supporting our Patreon, even at the $5 level. Y'all are the best.
Why can't I buy his books on his website?
I want to be able to buy your books, sir.
That's my biggest beef with this. That's my kind of only complaint about this website. Because he keeps on telling you to buy the books, but there's no links to buy the books.
Well, okay. Yeah, so like, okay. Actually, the last part of his website he did update was the titles and cover section, which was updated in February.
Hmm.
Where can I buy these books, sir? But there's no link. This rules. This is great. Good for you, sir.
Good for you, Bryce.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay. So I'm really glad he's like, I don't know. Do you see cars like this around?
That aren't in California, basically, is what you're asking?
Yeah. We're just like, here's my thing. Here's my stuff that I'm into. Here's my stuff. Hello.
You definitely, I mean, I think it's probably just law of averages with the sample size being so much higher. I do see it, but it is much, much more common in Los Angeles than here, for sure. For sure. I mean, in LA, you could also see like a DeLorean driving down the highway that's like kitted out like Back to the Future.
I see there's somebody in my neighborhood who's a who impersonates the Beatles and has like
all of them.
Just one Beetle.
Just one Beetle.
He's just like a missing Beetle.
He's like a missing
Beetle. And has like an advertising on the side of his car for like Beetle impersonator.
Beetle?
Just one.
Can he do each of them? On.
Which one are you? I don't know.
He's just all of them?
I'm all of them. Yeah, that's an interesting
idea. The missing fifth Beetle. I don't know.
Wow.
Wasn't there a fifth Beatle? And then, or maybe I'm thinking of the Rolling Stones, where there were more Rolling Stones than they died.
No, I think there was another Beatle who left.
Yeah, there was the guy who was there at the beginning and then left.
Was it Pete Best? It wasn't Pete Best. Was it Pete Best?
I think it was Bennett Foddy.
Yeah, it's Bennett Foddy. That's
sorry,
right.
Sorry,
yeah. I wanna quap your hand.
Oh, we got there.
Oh, it was Pete Best. I don't know why I didn't think it was Pete Best, but thank you. Never
Pete Best.
Never questioned me, says Shorto. Well, should we become Beatles impersonators?
What would you be? Okay, if you tomorrow you're changing your career.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we may all
we may
need
have.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
You read an article, impersonators, celebrity impersonators are the hot new job.
Yeah.
Who are you going into business impersonating?
Well, I know Maris is Austin Powers, and we don't need to talk about that.
I don't know. Do I really do a good Austin Powers?
I didn't. It doesn't matter. You capture
his
the
spirit
ethos of yeah
that
doesn't
mojo.
Matter if it's
that's
accurate.
One of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me.
Thanks.
No, I mean, LB, you've led us into a very dangerous place. Which
it
is
dangerous.
Which is that now we're all going to be doing celebrity impressions, and that's going to be audio poison.
John can't do anyone from Family Guy.
Yeah, apparently I'm not allowed.
Oh, I remember that. John's still banned.
Still banned.
Yeah. I used to be really obsessed with trying to do a good Chris Walken, but like everyone tries to do that and it's doesn't work out very well.
I could be Tom Hanks from Elvis.
Tom Hanks from Elvis.
Yeah.
So Colonel Tom.
He's white. He's white.
You sound like a vampire.
He's white.
He's white.
He's
like you sound
white.
Like
he's white. He's white. Elvis. He's white.
Fly back on you to my office to discuss your contract.
Elvis, there was definitely an Elvis meets Dracula, right? Like that was definitely a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Like Elvis made a lot of bad movies. He must have made one
Didn't
where he fights vampires.
I don't think he met. Dracula.
I don't think he met. I don't think he. I think he met beachgoers four or five times, but not Dracula.
That was the whole genre of movie, huh? Just like at the beach.
Let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach.
Oh my god! I used to watch a lot of those. There was like a period where they'd be on every Friday evening when I was a kid, and I'd watch one like every week.
Hmm.
And they were terrible.
Yeah, they're just like teen beach party. Like,
yeah, it's just these white teens. Except, and then Stevie Wonder comes out.
I mean, the best mysteries.
Young.
The best MST3K episode is one of those movies, and it's
Catalina Caper.
No, it's Horror at Party Beach. It's a riff on that.
Oh my god!
And that has the band in it where the lead singer he has the most rugged facial bone structure ever, and he starts to sing, and then I think it's Mike that says, "And all the flesh lift off my skull." And my mom and I say that to each other constantly, especially in public, and then no one knows what we're talking about. I don't think he ever fought Dracula. I'm trying to think of who I'm trying to answer the question honestly about who I would be if I had to go into...
I'd be Dracula.
You'd be...
Well, okay.
Well, then hit us with that. What does that look like?
I would be Dracula.
Okay.
You know what? Better Luck. Than I... Better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone...
Maybe you should stop underestimating your friends, John.
Do you drink wine?
No, I do not drink wine.
Thank you.
Yeah. I never drink.
I never drink wine.
Wine. Someone got on my case the other day about using the term Draculas, or I said a Dracula. And they're like, a Dracula? And I was like, I'm sorry. A Transylvanian American, okay? Like, I know we have to be so PC today.
This is why Blue Sky, I could not.
Everyone's so DEI and woke. They can't say a Dracula. Dracula.
I am Dracula. I'm here to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace.
Dracula, equity, and inclusion.
We got there.
Yes, I am woke, but only at night.
No, I meant more like just people being like, that's not what that word means.
I think they were joking, but yeah, no, there is that. But.
I do think that's really annoying. As an incredibly pedantic person, no one's going to disagree with me on that? Okay, interesting.
Well, I would, no. But be a nitpick about the definitions.
Yeah, you would.
Wow. Okay. But as an incredibly pedantic person, like there's a level of pedantry that just goes too far. And I don't know. It makes me hate myself being around people like that. Cause I'm like, is this what I'm like?
Can I tell you something?
No.
I never correct anyone anymore. When someone says something to me that is flat out wrong, I mean, online it's different because it's a hellscape where anything goes. But in person, if someone said to me, oh yeah, you know, Dracula was from Germany, I'd be like, yeah, that is true. Yeah,
that's true.
If it's not a matter of life and death, like if no one's going to get killed because someone's wrong, like, you know, someone's like, oh yeah, James Bond loved his martinis stirred. And I was like, yeah, man, he totally did. Famously, that happened to me recently. And I was like, yeah, that's so true. Because I don't want to get in a fight about it. It's not worth it. You know?
I'm pedantic to Robbie a lot.
Let people be wrong.
Elby, I am so pedantic to Anne. She was like, you need to go. She was like, you need to work on going a week without correcting me about.
Yeah, how is that? How does that work in relationships when you're really pedantic to the other person?
It's not good. It's not great for me. It's not great.
It's okay. Here's my thing. Yeah. I can try in certain respects, but if it's, hey, can you check to see if I left the stove on? And I go in and I look and the stove's not on. And you actually mean oven? That's an entirely different thing in the same place.
Wow. Wow.
Elby, you and I do the same fucking thing. The exact same thing.
And it's we'll the say same box.
When she
it's
means
the same
stove.
It's not the same box. It's not in our place. It's not the same box.
Oh, it's not?
We have like a stove. We have like a counter range.
Oh, and then I'm in worse because it's the same box. And when that happens.
Okay, no, LB, you're off the hook. John, yes. What are you doing?
This started early where this was weeks after we started dating. This was 10 years ago, where I went to the grocery store and I texted Anne. I was like, do you need anything? And she goes, Reese's Pieces. And I've watched this woman in the 4 weeks we've been dating eat about 20,000 Reese's peanut butter cups. And she asked for Reese's Pieces. And I came home with a bag of Reese's Pieces. And she was like, wait, I meant like the cups. And I was like, but you asked for Reese's Pieces. She's like, have you ever seen me eat Reese's Pieces? And I said, no. And she was like, okay.
I would have bought the pieces.
That one's on her.
Pieces. Actually, I would have bought both. I would have bought both.
Okay, great.
I would have bought both. I would have bought the pieces and the cups. Could have been okay, like, I know that, I'm right here.
And LB,
I see the cups. I know you like cups.
And LB,
as a treat for you.
That's the correct answer.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually.
But I would have wanted extra points for getting both.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
The thing is, okay, I did kind of paint myself in a much kinder light than I maybe deserve. Because I correct Robbie
kinder?
Everything all the time. He'll just make a throwaway comment where we'll like something and be like, he'll be like, yeah, like we're talking about some scam. He's like, yeah, it's a lot like Trump. I'm like, well, no, it's not. Because historically, this scam happened in the 1900s. So ultimately, it exists in a completely different historical context than Trump scamming. And like, Trump can really only, and then Robbie's like, oh my God, why? And then I catch myself and I'm like, sorry, I'm being pedantic.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's already rolling his eyes.
Yeah. Whenever, like
this happens a lot.
Whenever anyone brings up anything political about LB, about like the past 40 years, they just go, God, no, the Bull Moose Party did this so much earlier than the 1980s Reaganomics. The Bull Moose Party was crazy about this stuff.
The Bull Moose Party? Yeah,
no, the Bull Moose
Party.
Do you not
know about the Bull Moose Party? Oh, right, Merritt's not from Merritt's Canadian.
Merritt's Canadian, the Bull Moose Party. We get to talk about
the Bull Moose Party.
Moose
is
party.
Like, it was a thing that you got very excited about. And when you're a kid, learning in social studies class.
Yeah, because it sounds
you're learning
cool.
American history because you're like, oh, Bull Moose, that's like funny. It's silly animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you have to learn about like, is that one of the Roosevelt's
parties? It's Teddy. It's
Teddy Roosevelt's party. Special party that he started.
Because where he was like, I'm going to imprison all of the animals in robot bodies.
Everyone will have a mustache. Everyone. I think pedantry in marriage gets a lot of leeway, but then there's always kind of a breaking point where it's like,
yeah,
okay, you knew what I fucking meant.
That is one of the big things I think is when you don't let things go. They always all the guides, they're like, you got to let things go, man. You just got to be like,
gotta let it go.
Oh, whatever. You're wrong. That's cool.
And I'm terrible at that. I am all time terrible.
Now, this is funny to me because both of you admit to being terrible at this, yet are in long-term healthy relationships. And I'm like, oh, you can say the dumbest shit in the world. And I'll be like, that is so true, babe. And yet I am single. So clearly something is, maybe they're wrong. Maybe all the guides are wrong. And I should just be being like, no, actually, that was a Joel episode of MST3K, not a Mike episode.
Yeah.
That's something I've said so many times in my successful marriage.
Right.
I think it's a matter of luck.
Mm,
oh, 100%.
Just like so many things in this world.
Yeah, it's luck. And then like once you've lucked out into the good situation, then you just have to not fuck it up. Right.
I think so much of it in my case is just the fear of what it seems like to dump a disabled person. Like it's just like there's so much like none of your family, none of your friends are going to be okay with it. They're all just going to be weird forever. So there's this kind of constant calculus you're doing. Have like, is this the moment where the tipping point's not so bad?
We just haven't gotten there yet.
That's seriously good. I think there's an issue of like when you do the annoying thing, catching yourself and being like, I'm doing the annoying thing.
Oh yeah. I'm doing the annoying thing.
My bad.
I think Elby and I are probably both pretty good at that.
I'm really good at that part.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm now good at that part.
So,
sorry, Robbie.
Sorry,
very patient. Yeah. But maybe I'm also very patient.
When you look at it from a certain angle,
so am I.
For all the times I have stopped myself from continuing a correction that could have lasted an hour.
Right.
Absolutely. From my perspective, the Jedi are evil. So you know, who's to say?
I feel like you know when you have like a thing that you need to handle and you can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't because I write everything down.
Sorry, that like
that triggered
something.
Okay,
maybe it's my problem. Yeah, I don't know why.
The Jedi thing or what?
Yeah, the Jedi thing.
The Jedi thing.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
The Jedi are evil. I don't know what that is though. Probably not important.
You need to walk your baby Yoda. You forgot to do. When was the last time you fed baby Yoda?
Luke, did I ever tell you about that guy who sold death sticks in the bar on Coruscant? He was a good friend. Luke.
No, something about like...
Did I ever tell you about Watto? I never met him, and he was a good friend.
You could do this. You get a robe.
Yeah.
Does he mean Obi-Wan? Old Ben Kenobi? Old shitty-ass Kenobi who pissed himself? Does he mean old? What if he didn't mean old Ben Kenobi? What if it was a completely unrelated guy? And he's like,
I believe it was.
No, we just, yeah, no, that wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's just a guy who found his lightsaber.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I think it'd be great.
Just a guy who stole his life. Can I just draw everyone's attention to text secrets? Nikki did drop something into the chat. From Rhode Island, it appears.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Yeah, it's a picture of a parked silver Volvo with a Rhode Island license plate that just reads, I'm 11.
Oh, boy.
I really, really like the idea of this person getting, like, pulling over this person.
Mm-hmm. Very good. License
registration. There's a child in there.
Hello.
Hello. I'm 11.
I'm 11.
I did warn you with my vanity plate, so I don't think there should be an issue, officer.
I'm just on a Dunkin' run.
I saw a car here a couple months ago with Ontario plates that just said the license plate was just 9/11. Like, never forget. I gotta remember every time I drive my car. 9/11, baby.
Like, 9/11.
It's not even like it's on Ontario. Like, what? Maybe they had some deep personal connection to it. Or maybe they're just like, if I were on that plane, things would have gone differently.
Maybe they planned it. Maybe they had a hand in it.
This is one in my neighborhood. That I enjoy every time I see.
We had someone who worked for the Naked Maids live in our neighborhood in Sherman Oaks. Do you remember the Naked Maids?
No.
Are they maids who are naked?
I think the entire point of the business is they clean the house nude.
That's...
They have a truck, and one of those trucks was parked pretty close to us in Sherman
Doesn't Oaks. That cause... I just...
That seems unsanitary.
That seems also unsafe.
It seems unsafe.
Are you using Dr. Bronner's exclusively? Because, like, I am worried about bleach.
Do they at least get gloves?
I'm worried about. Yeah, do they get gloves?
I think they probably wear gloves. It's probably not like you're fully nude. It's probably like you get to wear something kind of fun, you know? Okay. But it's
so like sexy house cleaning.
Yeah, something like that.
Seattle had something like that. Like a few years ago, where it was like they had drive-through coffee stands, but some where it was like sexy or like topless coffee stands. It was like very weird.
Oh, it's not a topless coffee stand, but there was like, I was, Ann and I were driving around running errands. Like, this was like 6 months ago. And we were looking, we were like, we want to find a new coffee shop because we're done. We're like tired of the ones by our house. And so we're like, okay, yeah, this one, like Queen Bee Coffee Shop. That sounds great. And so we like go to it, and it's just like a hut in the middle of a parking lot. And we're like, well, that's a really long line. And as we get close, it's just like this girl with huge bazookas hanging out the window, just like hitting someone the drinks. So I was like, oh, that's why the line is super long. So we went somewhere else. Anyway, that's honest work.
Well, you know what? Okay. I'm so glad that woke is over now and we can have that again, because for a long time there we just weren't allowed to do it, and it's over.
I found
a
new website called the 24/7 Group Bikini Maid Service.
Okay,
and it's got some really good text on it that I'm gonna read to you.
I love bikini maids.
They ask, if you ask why choose us, here's their answer. People watch millions of attractive ladies every day wearing a bikini at the beach or swimming pool. At bikini car washes, at the movies, the lingerie football league, Hooters, et cetera, et cetera.
What?
Wait, this is maybe my favorite sentence I've ever read on the internet. Of someone on the internet convincing me that a lot of people look at attractive
women. Like, people
women.
Like
oh,
this.
Wow,
it might seem
really?
Crazy. I know.
It's kind of crazy.
Let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you sit back, relax, and watch our sexy and attractive young maid in a bikini lingerie in the privacy of your own home or office location? Our maids do not bring any food, utensils, cookware, cleaning supplies, or cleaning equipment. These items must be provided by the client when our maid arrives at your home or business location. Why not invite one of our attractive and sexy maids to cook and clean for you and get the added entertainment value and benefit of watching them cook, clean, and do light housekeeping in a bikini or lingerie? Here's a client profile that I'm now going to read to you. Our typical client thinks out of the box when it comes to sexy entertainment
value. Oh my God.
When it comes to sexy entertainment value. The idea of sexy entertainment value as a thing that you need to think about in business.
Yeah, SEV. It's business school. It's like the first day. John would know this. They tell you about this the first day of class.
They do tell you about this.
Yeah, okay, on the rare occasions that I have hired a cleaner to come to my house and clean it.
I thought you were going to say
that I've hired a sexy maid.
A bikini maid.
No, but I'm realizing once again that my brain operates very differently from a lot of people's because when I have hired someone to come clean my house, you know, and I'm paying them fairly well because I'm hiring from like a co-op or something like reputable. The last thing I want to do is be there while it's happening.
Oh, like, 100%.
And this is, you know, whatever middle class angst. It's like,
I know.
I don't want to be around while someone is doing work for me. It's like, I feel guilty about doing my fake email work while someone is doing actual, real physical work. And so the idea that you would be, that would be part of the service is just sit back and watch someone do this for you is like, those people should be on a list immediately, I think.
I agree. When the once or twice a year that we have someone come here and basically clean our floors and baseboards, we want to be fucking miles away from it while it's happening. We hate watching it happen.
But imagine this.
Yeah.
You're at home and you've invited a beautiful woman in a bikini.
Yeah.
And you're watching and she's vacuuming your sofa and you're watching her do it.
Right.
And you're watching her vacuum up your hair that you've dropped onto your couch, on your upholstery. Like, oh, that light sprinkling of dandruff. Like, that's your dandruff. Like,
that's my dandruff.
This beautiful woman is cleaning up my dead skin cells from my dry scalp.
Right.
And I'm going into your shower, going into your bathroom and scrubbing your toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm realizing I don't think this is like a power thing. I think it's a humiliation thing because I think the idea of someone coming in and cleaning your stuff while being like sexy is just like, I live in filth. Yeah, I'm like a worm. Yeah. Like, it's the opposite of what
hoarders,
I thought it was.
Couldn't I?
Right.
Like, couldn't I be on Hoarders?
But also, like, do you think they'd actually be good at cleaning your place? Because, like,
it's light dusting.
Wow.
Look, I'm not saying that hot people can't clean.
Wow, bikini babes can't clean. Wow.
I know.
I don't know. It depends. I feel like it's
I'm just saying that like being hot is a skill.
I just don't
want to
watch a nude person like actually trying to scrub out
a stain. I don't either. Well, just a quick reference to their fact. There's one question. Will your maid work at any home or office location? And I've never seen a fact lie to me like this. It says, if for any reason we determine that the home or office location is unsafe for our maid to work, we will decline service and the deposit is non-refundable. This has never happened yet. That is, there's no way on fucking earth that someone has gotten to a place and not gone, this seems a little unsafe. Like, that has 100% happened. I don't believe that for a nanosecond. All of our listeners are getting one of these services. So we've scheduled it for tomorrow. So when you're listening to this, you'll get a knock on your door and...
It'll be all of us. It'll be all of us. Fully nude.
In our bikinis, ready to scrub for you.
I'll be fully nude.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have a bikini on.
Jordan will also be fully nude.
Okay, Jordan will also be fully nude.
There's testimonials and they're...
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Jordan noted this real quick. The monthly pricing, if you get a 12-month contract, this is pretty affordable.
That's why I'm saying I don't think they would do a very good job. I think the main thing is they come to your house and walk around and are wearing a bikini.
Okay.
Like, that is just a deranged proposition. Also, the way that they're written out, like, the testimonials, it has, like, the first name and then an initial and then the location. But I thought the location, like, there's one that says Sally F. Nitro, West Virginia. And I thought her name was Sally F. Nitro.
Hi, I'm Sally F. Nitro. That's Sally a good name.
That's a name of like a twisted metal character.
I love Sally F. Nitro.
Okay, here's one from...
So this is a West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky.
It does seem to be that way. Here's one from Joe W. in Chesapeake, Ohio. Not only was the girl from the 24/7 group smoking hot, but she actually did a really good job cleaning my house. So it's like, yeah, people are surprised if they do any cleaning. Surprised. Like,
Okay. John S. from Huntington, West Virginia says, forget the strip clubs. This is much better without the loud noise and dark lights. Did they mean black lights? And my maid cooked and cleaned for me. What a great 3 hours on a Friday night after work.
Jim B. I have fallen in love with a dirty bathroom and can't wait to get it cleaned again by the 24/7 group. Not to say the pleasure hearing the vacuum cleaner running and me not doing it.
What does that mean?
I have fallen in love with a dirty bathroom.
What does that mean?
That you, when you see all your nasty, your bathroom's getting, you get really horny because you're like, yeah, this means I could get my nude maid to scrub my shit again.
This man has created, has done classical conditioning on himself so that he gets horny when he sees a dirty bathroom now.
Jimmy's like, I better not miss the toilet. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to call him again. Yeah. Okay. I mean, listen.
This is not valid.
No, nothing.
You know
about
who was
valid?
Our friend Bryce Patrick Gorman was valid, but this is not
valid. Yeah. Oh, wait. I didn't miss the FAQ. I missed the FAQ about joining up.
But working for them? Yeah.
There's got to be something good here. It's a lot. I have a criminal record. Will you hire me? It depends on what.
Okay. So yeah. Look, I did work as a bikini maid and used that to gain access to a guy's house and robbed him, but it's not really related to this job. So
I really like the question after that, which is, why do you use a Yahoo email address instead of a bikinimaidservice.com address? This doesn't make you look very legit.
Very funny.
And here's the reason is that they don't know how to do it. Like, they don't say that, but the answer that they give proves that they do not know how to do this.
Do I have to supply my own dress attire in bikini and lingerie? Yes. You get paid very well. So we do not provide the dress attire for our maids. I'll be the judge of that. Thank you.
You know what really is shocking is that they don't offer benefits.
They don't offer benefits.
I'm really surprised.
They don't hire male butlers yet. They say, we would like to, but we aren't quite there yet.
It'll get there.
Well, folks, if you want to be a bikini model in our cleaning service, you can listen to more of this podcast. Because if you're driving, close your eyes, it's produced by Jordan Mallory. Directed, as always, by Alan Iverson. With
Thank
music
you, AI.
By Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast at ifyourdriving.com, which will also give you access to perks like video versions of every episode, producer notes with all the JPEGs we described in a given episode, a monthly stream, our Discord community, behind the scenes content, and more. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving, Blue Sky at ifyourdriving.com. Email us at podcast@ifyourdriving.com. You can follow me, that's John, pretty much everywhere at Floppy Adult. Nikki's at Godsua on Twitter, and also Nikki Grace on Blue Sky. LB's taking a break, but can be found at Hunk Teeters if you're interested in doing that. Jordo is at Jordan_Mallory or at Jordo on Blue Sky. Merritt can be found at Merritt K, basically everywhere. And Merritt, why don't you tell us about Land Party real quick?
Yeah. If you haven't heard, I have a book out now, and it's about land parties, which, sorry, I'm still stuck on like we feel like we've taken such a journey. I'm like, just
I know
Bikini Maids and Bryce Patrick Gorman. I bet Bryce Patrick Gorman was around for LAN parties.
I bet he was.
He seems about the right age.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, it's mainly a photo book of photos of LAN parties, people playing games on their computers in the 2000s, and it also has a number of essays from people like Naomi Clark and friend of the show Josh. What's his last name?
Sawyer.
Sawyer. Josh, I'm so sorry. It's
fine. You're all the stuff in your brain right now.
Yeah.
Is just crowding out.
We did our usual.
It's just crowding out.
Forced
the other
out
stuff.
Actual valuable knowledge as usual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I'm stuck with all of this detritus. But it's a really fun book. And if you were there, you will probably recognize some of the scenes. And if you weren't, maybe you can do that thing where you're like, oh, I wish I was born in the 80s and could experience the Y2K era. Because it was so much fun post 9/11. We were all enjoying ourselves in America. And, you know,
we had no problems.
We had no problems. And things were great. It's on Amazon. And you can also get it at your local bookstore, which, you know, is usually the better thing to do if you can. But if not, you can get it on Amazon. And, people sometimes are like, oh, what's the best way to get it for you? It's like, it literally doesn't matter. It's put out by a publisher. Like, I get royalties when they sell it to a retailer. So it doesn't matter how you buy it. I'm not getting more or less money. But do buy it. I want to say also that that the father of the Xbox the other day said of the book, Merrick Kay gets it right. So, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Seamus Blackley.
And he's just making his own chocolate right now.
Yeah, he makes his own chocolate. He makes his own bread. Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Go buy LAN Party. LAN Party is real good. It's one of my favorite books that I bought over the past, I don't know, 5-10 years.
Wow.
I really love it. It makes me think a lot about how connectedness actually forms. And I think we get it wrong. We feel like we're now more connected than ever, but I think the LAN party stuff and a lot of the essays make me think it was actually kind of in the other direction, and now we're going backwards. So it's an interesting text, I think, in this moment. So go check it out. A lot of really good pictures of like dudes you could just fucking smell through the pages. It's great. All right, you're good. You can open your eyes. LB, do you want to take us out?
In a world of specialized cleaning services, the concept of a sexy maid service stands out for its unique approach to an otherwise mundane task. This service merges the traditional role of a housekeeper with an added element of allure, providing a distinctive and entertaining experience for clients. Wait, this site was written by fucking AI! This is full of AI maids! What the fuck?